Hello, wonderful parent. It's me, Inara, and I am so glad you're here today. You know, the magic book and I have been hearing from so many parents who are navigating something that feels really challenging. Maybe this sounds familiar to you. Your child won't use public restrooms, or they have accidents when they're feeling upset or overwhelmed. And you're wondering, is this normal? What's happening? How can I help? First, I want you to take a deep breath and know this. You are not alone. This is one of the most common challenges parents of 4 and 5 year olds face, and there is so much we can understand about what's really happening in your child's heart and mind. Here's what the magic book taught me, and what research from child development experts confirms. When your child struggles with bathroom independence, especially in unfamiliar places or during emotional moments, they're not being difficult. They're not trying to make your life harder. What's actually happening is something beautiful and completely normal. They're navigating big feelings about safety, privacy, and vulnerability. Think about it from their perspective for just a moment. Public restrooms can feel overwhelming to a young child. There are loud flushing sounds that might startle them, unfamiliar spaces that don't feel safe, automatic hand dryers that roar like dragons, and most importantly, using the bathroom is a vulnerable moment. It requires privacy, trust, and a sense of security. When those elements aren't in place, your child's nervous system says, "Not here, not now, this doesn't feel safe." Dr. Noah Schwartz, a pediatrician at Cleveland Clinic, explains that stress and anxiety are the most common reasons for bathroom challenges in young children. When children face new situations like starting preschool, changes in family dynamics, or shifts in their daily routine, their developing sense of independence can feel overwhelming. And that overwhelm shows up in the most vulnerable moments, like bathroom use. The American Academy of Pediatrics reminds us that this heightened awareness of new environments and separations is a natural developmental phase for 4 and 5 year olds. Your child is learning to balance their growing independence with their need for safety and connection. That's hard work for a little person. Now, here's something really important. When your child has an accident during an emotional moment, they're not losing a skill they once had. What's happening is that their emotional brain is taking up so much energy that their body's signals get quieter. It's like when you're really stressed and you forget to eat lunch. Your body was sending hunger signals, but your mind was too busy to notice. The same thing happens for children with bathroom signals when they're upset or anxious. So what can we do to help? The magic book whispers this wisdom, and research backs it up beautifully. The answer is patience, validation, and gentle support. First, validate their feelings. If your child says they don't want to use a public restroom, don't dismiss that fear. Instead, you might say, "I understand. This bathroom is different from home. It might feel a little scary. That's okay. Let's figure this out together." When you validate their experience, you're teaching them that their feelings matter and that you're their safe person. Second, prepare them ahead of time. Before you go somewhere new, you can talk about what the bathroom might be like. You can even practice at home. Show them pictures of public restrooms if that helps. Let them know that you'll be right outside the door or that you'll go in with them if they need you. Preparation reduces anxiety. Third, create a worry-sharing ritual. This is where one of our stories comes in beautifully. In the Book of Inara, we have a story called The Center Where Hearts Are Heard. In this story, Ethan and Sophia visit a magical advocacy center with Grandpa Ravi, where worried feelings bloom into solution flowers. They discover that every problem has many creative answers waiting to be found. After reading this story with your child, you can create your own worry-sharing ritual. Before attempting a new bathroom situation, ask your child, "What worries do you have about this restroom?" Listen without judgment. Then, together, brainstorm solutions, just like the solution flowers in the story. Maybe the solution is that you go in with them. Maybe it's bringing their favorite small toy for comfort. Maybe it's singing a special song while they're in there. When children feel heard and involved in problem solving, their anxiety decreases. Fourth, stay calm yourself. Dr. Schwartz emphasizes this beautifully. He says, the more anxiety that the parent has, the more that is going to transfer to the child, which certainly won't help the situation. Your calm presence is your child's anchor. When you can approach bathroom challenges with patience instead of frustration, your child feels safer. And when they feel safer, their confidence grows. Fifth, rule out physical causes. Sometimes, bathroom challenges are connected to medical issues like urinary tract infections or constipation. If your child's struggles persist or seem sudden, check in with your pediatrician. Physical comfort matters. And finally, remember this. Building bathroom confidence is not about control. It's about helping your child feel safe in vulnerable moments. It's about teaching them that their body's signals matter, that their feelings are valid, and that you're there to support them as they grow. The research is so clear on this. Children whose caregivers respond with patience, validation, and calm support develop stronger self-care skills and emotional regulation over time. You're not just teaching bathroom independence. You're teaching your child that they can trust themselves, trust you, and navigate new experiences with confidence. ERIC, the Children's Bowel and Bladder Charity, reminds us that toilet anxiety is a recognized developmental challenge that requires patient, supportive approaches. Validating children's feelings about bathroom fears helps build confidence and independence over time. This isn't a quick fix, it's a journey, and you're doing it beautifully. So, wonderful parent, if you're in the thick of this right now, I want you to know, your child is not broken, you are not failing, this is normal development. This is your child learning to feel safe in their own body, in new spaces, during big emotions. And with your gentle support, they will get there. The Magic Book and I are always here for you. We have stories that help children understand their feelings, build confidence, and know they're not alone. Stories like The Center Where Hearts Are Heard teach children that worries can be shared and transformed. That's powerful medicine for a little heart. You've got this, dear parent. With patience, love, and a little bit of magic, bathroom confidence will come. Sweet dreams, and until our next adventure together. With love and starlight, Inara.